The latest data from the American Heart Association indicates that adults with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And the American Liver Foundation says that 100 million Americans have fatty liver. Start taking care of your liver with Liver Health Formula. You throw everything at your liver. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes. You shouldn't. And that's why so many people have a sluggish, fatty liver that makes you gain weight and lose energy. An all-natural supplement, which contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. Liver Health Formula is manufactured right here in the USA and approved by American doctors. Now, when you try Liver Health Formula, you'll also get a free bottle of omega-3 to keep your heart healthy. Visit GetLiverHelp.com/Dana and take advantage of this special offer. That's GetLiverHelp.com/Dana. For decades, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions daily. So take care of your liver with Liver Health Formula and get a free bonus gift at GetLiverHelp.com/Dana.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Yes, they can catch you. Florida Man yells at police, "You can't catch me," and puts $300 worth of stolen Walmart merchandise in his pants, say deputies. He was arrested after stealing hundreds of dollars of Walmart merchandise and shoving it in his pants. Justin Goodrow. He was arrested on charges of misdemeanor petty theft, felony drug possession of a controlled substance, blah, 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 minor or misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia. So it was a Walmart loss prevention officer who told deputies that there's this weird dude in the parking lot. He's in a red Kia. He shoved all this stuff in his britches and then walked right past the registers. And the loss prevention officer tried to stop him. And Goodrow goes, "You can't catch me." And then left the parking lot. I love that his last name is Goodrow. And he's like, "Can't catch me." That's according to the affidavit. So a deputy located him about a half mile away and initiated a traffic stop. He was cuffed. They investigated, removed him from the vehicle. And when they decided to test for drugs, they saw a small folded yellow piece of paper right there in plain view that had a crystal-like substance. And it was field tested totally for meth. It was total meth. I have this one, too, that I got to touch on. This is a Florida mom who intentionally crashed into another mom's car. School drop-off? Man, these chicks do not play. They are just rage-filled. So Jessica Perez, imagine doing this. She was arrested and charged with felony aggravated battery using a deadly weapon, according to the affidavit. It was at the Reddick Collier Elementary School. And Marion County Sheriff's Office, they arrived at the scene. They said it was intentional. She ran into the other woman. And they even pulled off the road and were yelling at each other. And the Perez apparently pulled up next to the victim in the grass shoulder, began to yell at her. The victim yelled back. And that's when Perez allegedly intentionally ran into her car with her son in the front seat. And then Perez screamed at her, quote, "Yeah, I just did that. You can't catch me. Yeah, I just did that." Man, we're just hitting home runs today. So she got in trouble. She doesn't have any priors. She posted a $10,000 bond. Oh my gosh. Why would you do that? Why? I'm just telling you. There's a couple of other things we got here. I just don't know. Road rage. I don't know what's up with people with road rage. Oh boy. No, I don't. Do I really want this one? I don't think so. There was a villager. We got a villager. It's a villager story. I think of Minecraft whenever I have this. You know what I mean? Kane's dying. He knows exactly what I'm talking about. I love how they call each other villagers. So a villager was arrested after a brawl with another lady after going out to dinner. Jean Dorothy Polterak? That sounds right, yeah? Yeah, we're going to go with that. Jean, yeah. She was arrested. This is in the village of, I can't pronounce it. Don't judge me, Pociana. She was arrested Tuesday on a felony charge of battery over a person. She's over 65. She's 66. Can you be charged with battery on a person over age 65 if you're also over age 65? Do you get an exempt for being, you know, older too? Okay, I don't know. So this woman said she and Polterak had gone out for dinner. They got into an argument and it turned physical. And then she said that Polterak used an open hand slap to strike her across both sides of her face and then poured water on her. So they arrested the other old woman on charge of battery. She's on probation for a year. Man, what's happening in these villages? Man, what's happening? Does it seem like every time you turn around or open up your wallet, you're shocked at the changes that have directly impacted your life in just 2.5 years? There's something that you can do to protect the value of your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts. Contact the folks at American Hartford Gold and talk to them about your options in diversifying your assets. Empower yourself with opportunity. Hold on to the fruits of your hard work and protect your future. So do what I did and call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. Diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA or 401k. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the country with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Call today and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. Call American Hartford Gold today at 866-887-1188. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. Didn't we just have a live action Snow White with that chick from Twilight who was always like, and that's like the only thing she could do was, that was all. And she like slept with the director or something, broke up he and her broke up their marriage. Anyway, they're doing a live action. It's Gal Gadot is in it. Gal Gadot, we're supposed to believe, is the evil stepmother. And that Rachel Zegler chick who's in West Side Story, the remake with Ansel Elgort, who I thought, you know, that was a good cast for this. But she's so annoying now. She's like every annoying cliche theater kid wrapped up in one person. She's 20-something years old. She's she has been bashing Snow White, the film. And she was bashing the original story and saying that it was the, you know, the prince was a stalker and Snow White. I mean, they basically appropriated a character and then just did their own story and ruined the original. So now branding experts are telling her, are telling Disney, dude, this chick is going to tank this movie because she's getting backlash. So she, 3 years ago, she had all of her fans go and try to bully Gina Carano when Gina Carano had boop, bop, beep as her pronouns. And none of Gina Carano's weak-ass castmates on The Mandalorian that I immediately stopped watching defended her. And then it came out, Rachel Zegler said, I hope the world becomes kinder. And she's having a fit because she's getting backlash about the stuff that she had said about Snow White. But you sent literally like an army of trolls to go and attack someone because pronouns. And then she was like, I love pronouns. I think everyone should use pronouns. So now this branding expert is like, look, the backlash to this annoying chick is going to tank your big budget Snow White remake. And they said that executives are going to be having crisis talks because this is turning into a disaster. She's not doing, I don't understand how you could convince people to go see a movie when you spend most of your time bashing it. Like, she's bashing the material upon which the movie is based. In fact, you know why they couldn't have the prince? Because the prince would have cut, he just let this broad stay asleep. I said this a few days ago on social media. I was like, there's no way the prince, no way Prince Charming would have woken up this chick, this Snow White. She would wake up and be like, my truth, meh, meh, meh. He wanted her to stay asleep. I wouldn't wake her up either. Nah, chick, you go ahead and you go ahead and catch those Z's. Go ahead. The experts said there was a time when Disney actors were media trained and thoughtful about the impact of their words while sticking to key messaging about the film. But the rewrite of Snow White as a quote unquote boss girl, which is a phrase I hate. I hate it calling grown women girl. I hate that. I loathe it. Stop it. You're not going to chase youth by infantilizing yourself. But they said Disney needs to be careful with how they portray Snow White. And with their actors and how they promote this movie going forward. I'll have to say, you didn't really get any of that with Margot Robbie, did you? With the Barbie thing. You didn't really get that with Margot Robbie stayed true. I will give her, I've not seen that film. But she stayed true and she didn't like, you know, she promoted the movie. And from what I saw, every interview that she gave, it was about the movie. I mean, woman even wore pink everywhere. She wore pink on the red carpet. There was a picture of her on Daily Mail. I was reading about some Hunter Biden thing, and up on the right column, you guys know, that's the trash that you read, you know, but you pretend to be reading the real smart stuff. And she was walking to the airport with her husband, and she's all in pink. She got the pink suitcase. Like, she was marketed Barbie to the nines. It was smart. And she focused on the movie. I don't know what this chick is doing. This chick, I mean, would you, knowing nothing about how apparently woke it is, hearing an actor talk about the film in which they are in such a manner, that doesn't persuade me to want to see it. It makes me think it's going to suck, right? She's like running people away from this film. So these executives are like, oh man, this is not looking good. Not looking good. Caltech invented the concealed carry category years ago with the P11, but did they stop there? Heck no. One innovation just led to another and another, and, well, just look at their latest, the P15. It's the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market at only 14 ounces and 7/8 inches wide. The P15 has a 4-inch barrel and double-stack magazine that holds 15+1 total capacity. Its gator grip texture on the polymer version increases stability and makes for ambidextrous grip safety and easy, accurate handling. If you prefer a more vintage look, choose the metal version with classic wood panels and textured grips. The P15 has a Tritium Plus fiber optic front sight with a fully adjustable Tritium 2-dot rear to keep you on target in any situation. Make the P15 your choice for concealed carry. Learn more at KeltechWeapons.com. Sign up for the Keltech Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories at KeltechWeapons.com. That's KeltechWeapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This is a horrible story. Sickened witnesses described hearing a loud crash and seeing body parts strewn across the street after a guy in pajamas jumped off of New York City Mandarin Oriental Hotel, hit the marquee where he split in half. It was 750 feet, Deutsche Bank Center in Manhattan, and oh my gosh, it's scattered across the street. He hit the marquee and it just severed him. Oh my gosh. And they, this sounds like a, this is, oh my gosh. So far they have not released his identity. The only thing the police have said is that he's like in his 30s or 40s. That's about it. And they said it didn't look like anything had happened outside that contributed him to going off of, you know, to the roof. They just, you know, oh my gosh, what a horrible story. And apparently there were witnesses and people who heard it. Just awful, awful, awful. A man is accused of drunkenly shooting and killing a bear in Georgia, WSB TV. Oh man, he looks rough. It's Forsyth County. Deputies received a report of a bear that was shot. A woman was with her mother and four children. She said she heard three shots from outside and that she saw a bear running up the hill into the woods. And there was another shot that fell to the ground. They sent out Georgia Department of Natural Resources were at the scene. They told neighbors the bear was not a direct threat to anyone and was shot. And then they got the Billy Cowart is the guy that they ended up arresting. They said that he was in his yard with his chickens and he felt threatened. And he said, so he ran inside and he said that's when the bear ran into the woods and he grabbed his rifle inside, ran outside and shot the bear. And then they said, why can you not speak any of your words without slurring everything ridiculously? And then they found then because he was completely drunk. He's also a convicted felon. So he got charged with a whole bunch of stuff because he was drunk and he was shot a bear and he was a convicted felon. Shouldn't even been armed according to law in the first place, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, there's very specific laws about that with the bear stuff. Let's see. The officials are searching for a person in Wisconsin who released 3,000 mink. Like the little animal. Like they're weasels, right? Aren't they like little weasels? Yeah. So in Wisconsin, authorities are looking to track down the person responsible for releasing thousands of mink in one county. That happened in the town of Lincoln. In the middle of the night, somebody went out there and released literally 3,000, approximately 3,000 mink. And they said that they've had incidents like this before, but this is the smallest. Yeah, it probably sounds like an animal rights person that saved him from becoming something, just saying. Let's see. The Pennsylvania Department of Health is distributing free potassium iodide tablets for residents living near the Limerick Generating Station. They're doing it for a year. That sounds sus, dude. That sounds super sus. Stick with us. We got a lot more in store. Why are IRS agents A, armed, and B, why are they conducting training exercises in which one agent accidentally shot another? Stick with us. But the IRS had to hire 87,000, guys. 87,000 agents. Because, you know, it's going to shake down those rich people. You know, the rich people for their stuff. It's going to shake them down. Had to have 87,000 agents. Hunter Biden can do whatever, but, you know, got to have 80-something billion dollars to hire thousands of IRS agents with the Inflation Reduction Act. Because, you know, the IRS said they just, there's no possible way they could go after these tax cheats. Would you describe Hunter Biden as a tax cheat? Yeah. I think I would, yeah, I would too. Yeah, I would describe him as a tax cheat. But no, you can't. You can't. Not going after him. It's different for you because you're not the first son. You're not infant baby Hunter Biden. Now, while we're talking about the IRS with all of this, I wanted to share this story with you. Let me pull this up. IRS agent kills fellow agent at Phoenix shooting range. This is during a training exercise. On Thursday, an IRS agent lost their life due to an inadvertent shooting by another agent. And this is ABC 15. The Federal Bureau of Prisons said they're actively looking into it. They said it was at this firing range at the Federal Correctional Institutional Phoenix Range. And they said that they haven't provided other specifics, but it was being used by multiple federal agencies. The IRS agent was transported to the hospital, they said, but regrettably did not survive. Why, A, do you even have to have an armed IRS, number one? And number two, why are they conducting training exercises like this? Any ideas, King? Why would they be conducting these types of, why would they need to be armed? Why do they need to be conducting these types of exercises?
Yeah, it is confusing because didn't they recently say they're going to stop with the home visits?
Hmm.
So it's kind of not just confusing, but to me, it's a little scary.
Yeah, a little bit. So it's like an army of tax
pencil accountants. Pushers.
Yeah, an army. Yeah, I mean, oh boy. I don't. No, I don't know. I just don't. Why in the world? Like, why do they need all of this? Why do you have to have IRS agents, which is a completely unconstitutional entity to begin with, to be armed with taxpayer paid for weapons and taxpayer paid for ammunition? And then they're doing these training exercises where an agent was shot and killed inadvertently, regrettably, they said. It's not for people like Hunter Biden. It's not for people like him, you know, not for people who make millions and millions and millions of dollars with the CCP. Seems like it's just for the rest of us, doesn't it? I mean, it seems like it's just for the rest of us. Was Alec Baldwin teaching this class, by the way?
God, I hope not.
Was he running this training exercise? I'm curious.
Remember when this first came out about these armed agents? This was last year, actually. And it looks like Reuters was writing that it was a false. They were fact checked it, and they said it was false that the IRS is not hiring thousands of armed agents. They're saying They're saying that the job ad shows an opening for a quote unquote specialized unit. So the internal
same thing.
Yeah. So the Internal Revenue Service is hiring for specialized units that are armed. That still doesn't answer the question as to why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I agree. And why do we even need a specialized unit anyway? Oh, for all of us. That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For all of us. That's right. Good grief.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.